Parshas Kisavai obviously starts with Bikurim. Bikurim is another one of the mitzvahs of Mitzvot Lisparetz. It has to do with the inyanim of, you know, Trumas and Maisis and so on. And yet, so much of it has its own yichud, is unique. And I'd like a little bit to try to speak about the nekuda that it brings out. First of all, there's a vidui of, so you have the Parsha Bikurim, and then you have the vidui of the Trumas and Maisris. The vidui really is very klolistic. The vidui is something that speaks about all the different types of the Trumas Maisris, all the mitzvot lisparetz. You have to be mevar from the Sada. So it says like this. He goes through you give all the maises at the end of the in the Shnas Abir, you give everything to Levi or the Ger or the Almana, as may be the case. Then it says, so in your vidu you say, I got rid of everything. I gave it. I did everything exactly the way you said. I didn't not do anything you told me to do. That's lechalti b'oini and so on. Shemati b'kol Hashem elokai asizi kol hashatzivisani. So shemati b'kol Hashem elokai asizi kol hashatzivisani is I did all the mitzvahs as I was supposed to do. Shemati b'kol Hashem elokai, Rashi says, he brings it to the Mishnah, havi oisiv lebeis habchira. I brought it to the Beis HaMikdash. Now, the only one of the mitzvahs of this type that there's a din to bring the Beis HaMikdash is Bikurim. So, it's singled out of all of them, you know, it's singled out as special, but it's not written out. Everything else is written. I gave it to the Levi to get our money, Yosem, and so on. I didn't eat Ba'oini Mimenu. Shemati B'kol Hashem HaKoy Yisrael Shotzi V'Soni. So the two captions, Asiz Kol Shatzivani Pashtas is Kol everything. I did all the mitzvahs that he told me to do. Shemati B'kol Hashem HaKoy is I brought Bikurim to Beis HaMikdash. The only one that's Nageya to. So why is that Miuchad? I mean, either included under Kol Shatzivisani. You could say Shemati B'kol Hashem HaKoy Asiz Kol Shatzivisani as being a Kololistic type of, it sums up everything. I list all the mitzvahs and averus. I did everything I was supposed to do, and that's it. But here it's listed ki'ilu two klolim. Asis Kol Shatzivisani includes every single detail of hilchos trumas and maisris of every type and bikurim, and then shemati b'kol Hashem HaKoy is the inyan that I brought in bikurim to the beis habchira. So this it's kilu. 50% of the whole inyan of all the different yonim that are included under mitzvot lisparetz is this very very strange. What this is? Why this inyan of davot to the beis habchira? A, it's an inyan that's oimed ifne atzmoi, and it falls under the heading of shemati b'kol Hashem HaKoy rather than a sizi kol hashatzivisani. That's an akuda we want to talk about. A second akuda in Bikurim, the Tanchuma says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that the Beis HaMikdash would come Chorev and they wouldn't be able to bring Bikurim, and therefore they made tefillahs three times a day. Now, all parts of this Chazal here are hard to understand. First of all, Beis HaMikdash becoming Chorev means that all the karbanis are gone. So you're missing everything. You're missing all the avodah. Bikurim is really tagged on. You know, Bikurim is betzem a mitzvah tluy baretz, and somehow one part of it is bringing it to the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, but oila karm tamid and musafim and chatos and ashamis and menoches and nischamayim and everything that is the Beis HaMikdash. So of all the things, this is the one that's so to speak the problem. And then it says that, and it says, so we were talking tefillah instead of it. First of all, I mean, woman yama is that tefillah keneged tmidan tiknan. That fits really well. Neshama parnas faseinu. That instead of karbanis, you bring these the tefillah. It fits. No, this is an avoid of tamid. This is a mitzvah of tamid. But to say that tefillah is instead of bikurim, it's almost bikurim is once a year. Fikach deyom esakin tefillah three times a day. What's the parallel? Is there any shayches mitzad the tzur avoida? Is there any shayches mitzad at the time? This is once a year. This is three times every day. Chazal. It's very hard to make sense of why is this the avoda that we have to replace, so desperate of all the things we have to replace, and secondly, where's the replacement, where's tefillah have to do with it? There's a parasha tagged on to it. The next parasha, it's a new parasha, it's a samach over here, so it's really a new parasha. Hayyim azeh Hashem lekev tzavos ha'chukum ha'elav z'nishpatim shemata lasois es Hashem emata yoyim, and so on. One could have understood this as being a totally new parasha, just like the Hemshech of the Dakamas Avonim. It is nothing in the parasha here that really would seem to be meramis that it has a shaykhus to the previous parasha. It stands on its own. Rashi says, "Vishmartim vasisim oisom, vishmartim vasis oisom." So Rashi says, "Baskol mevorchosoi, heveisa bikurim hayoyim, tishne l'shana abo." So Rashi learns that this parasha is coming off bikurim, and it's a baskol that comes out and says that you should be zeicha to do it next year. So Rashi again, based on Chazal, it's coming off the previous parasha. So we have a new parasha. That the main point of this parasha is you beinecha chadoshin kilo boi bayom itztaveis olav, and it's coming off bikurim. The Rashi says baskol mevarchosay heveis bikurim ayom tishne l'shana ba. You don't find any baskol like this at all. Baskols have the two types of baskols that Chazal mentioned. There's a baskol that is a type of one-time response. Yotze baskol v'omra, the baskol b'shamis hillel. There's a baskol that is sort of a nevuah of sorts that happens at some sort of moment of need. Klal Yisrael was in some sort of predicament. Something happened, and a baskol came out and made some comment. That's a one type of baskol. You have another type of baskol, kol yoyim v'yoyim. There's a baskol yoytze from Chorev, kol yoyim v'yoyim baskol's here. Those are more sort of built in. That al boyna shel Torah l'mosh is something that is a problem that's embedded in the world and so on. That type of baskol is a type of baskol that it's almost as if it's part and parcel of the world. That a mitzvah should have a kavurik of baskol reacting to it is strange. I mean, what's wrong with saying v'shemata v'sisayisom akosam v'archosay that sheyohi bikurim l'shana ba? The pasuk saying where over here is there any remez that it's a baskol? I mean, it's a schus. We're learning v'shemata v'sisa yisom is lashon asid. So say the Torah is mevarachim that if you will zeich do this, you will zeich do that. You have that quite a lot, where the pasuk sort of gives a bracha. Why is there a baskol here? My inyan of a baskol here. So I want to focus a little bit on this parasha specifically. Hayom azeh shem kechem tzavcha asis kachuk me'ela. So Rashi says, b'chol yom yu b'necha chadoshim ki l'boi b'yem nitzaveis aleihem. So every day it should be chadoshes as if you were nitzave in on it. So there's something that is hard to understand. So how do you do it? In other words, it is the teva dvarim that a person should be with time. A person's interest wanes. A person's excitement wanes. That's the normal mahalach of it. So we're saying that a person should be different. But how are you different? Is there any nekuda that a person would be teifis that would make it different? So the Medrash says in the beginning of Ayikra, it says, you know, that it says that a Kadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe from Oil Moyed. So it says they weren't held accountable from what was given to them in Sinai until the Oil Moyed. And Chazal give a mashal that a melech gave a dyutkema kasa v'chasim. He gave his rules, his laws, his rules, written rules and laws. And until he doesn't go around and tell it to people, we don't hold him accountable. That's the nusach of the Medrash. On this lashon also, Hayom Zashkem Safra, Rashi brings B'chol Yom Yubeinecha Chadoshim, Kil B'yom Tzayisaleim. Other lashonis in different places is it should not be Kidyutkema Yeshana, but it should be the Chadosha. The Dyutkema, the same idea, Dyutkema is some sort of written code, and the Hefech of Chadoshes is a Dyutkema. That's another variation in the lashonis of Medrashim. And in the Medrash in Vayikra, the Dyutkema is described as Kasev Chasim, and yet surprisingly, it's not as binding as the Oil Moyed where it was oral. So I would like to focus on this point. Let's go back to the Lashon, where it says two ways of which we could be koilel, the inyanim of listening and doing what you're supposed to do. It says kechol mitzvascha ashatzi bisoni. It says shemati b'koil Hashem l'koi asisi kechol ashatzi bisoni. So you have asisi kechol ashatzi bisoni and shemati b'koil Hashem l'koi. Be'emes, every dvar Hashem, every mitzvah, every tzivui, it starts with Torah Shebiksav. Torah Shebiksav is the mashal, it's the parallel of having a dyutkemi kasev v'chasim. That's really what is going on. So we have the lashon itself, the mitzvah itself, as it's written down and is binding. And in that sense, it is yashan. The maila about having something kasev v'chasim is like it says leman yamdu yomim rabim. The pasuk in Yirmiyah that we learn shtaris from, it says exactly that point. The reason for a shtar, the point of a shtar is that since something is written and signed and sealed, it stays around for a long time. It doesn't change. It's frozen. That's the mile of something that's kasev v'chasim. So the guf of Torah, we heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu the Aseres HaDibros. The guf of the Torah is given to us bechzav. Moshe brought down bechzav, and that's binding. But there is the mitzaveh as he's speaking and giving over something. When you read something, it's very frozen. It's very permanent. It's exactly what it says. But when somebody says something, you hear the person saying it. You hear the person, and we've said a few times, the koyach hadibur rests on top of the koyach achius. The same breath of life that is life to us is the pnimius of dibur. So dibur requires the nishmas chayim, that is a person. And being that Adam is a medaber, that especially is fitting. That when we speak with the atzmis of our chiyus. Now, chiyus is not ever yoshon. Anything old, no one is alive because he was breathing yesterday. The definition of living is that he's breathing now. A rock remains a rock permanently until something erodes it, something pushes it away. A person is not living unless he's breathing now. So if I ask myself, why is Reuven living? It's not because he was breathing for 100 years, it's because this minute he's breathing. And even if he's breathing 100 years, if he's not breathing this minute, he's not living anymore. So the koyach hachiyus is a koyach that is each minute chiddush. The musig of chiddush lies in the koyach hachiyus. Of pe'ulois adam, the place where it is in the koyach hadibur. So when a person has ma'isi adayim, those ma'isi adayim are frozen, inanimate, they are what they are. When a person speaks, a person puts himself into what he's saying, and while he's listening to it, there's the chiyus of the Adam that is in it. That's the koyach of Adam, the koyach chiyus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Torah that's written and signed and sealed. That's what it is. So what we're supposed to do and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects us to do is written. So yes, Torah Shabbat Peh explains it, but it's all gone in a place that's chosim v'chosim. It's a Yud Gimel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke once in Sinai. So L'chura, the reason why a person finds Torah and mitzvahs to be yoshen is because there's no speaking anymore. HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke once, and at that time the world shook, but now it's frozen in letters and words, and that's what it is. In the Oyel Moyed is the place that's miyuchid for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to speak. With Moshe Rabbeinu, we spoke from the Oyel Moyed. The Oyel Moyed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to Klal Yisrael. It's so to speak the Makom Dibur to Klal Yisrael, and B'meila, the Makom Dibur to Klal Yisrael, the mitzvahs and the chukim and everything that we have, they become spoken again, because that's the Metzias. Oyel Moyed has in itself the Aron, like we've said many times, Ramban, that it's a mini Sinai. The difference is, not only do we have the luchas of and the frozen word, it's the makom from where dibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu emanates to Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to Klal Yisrael when he speaks from the Oyel Moyed. That's the makom. So when he speaks overtly, then for sure that's that, you know, so that's dibur. He speaks through Nevi'im, HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks, but even when he's not speaking, that in a way we can hear it, the koyach, that's mamshech chiyus chadosha, the way dibur is, comes from there. That's the makom from where it comes from. So the yutkim chadosha is when a person latches on to the words as words, and the chadoshas are when the person latches on to the koyel Hashem. When we're zeicha and a navi comes and speaks to us, there's a ruach chayim. The dibur comes to us as dibur. When we don't have the schus to have that, what we have at least is a person can imagine, a person can shtel tzu, a person can hear the koyel Hashem gonus in it. So it's just like it says, if a person says over shmua, the Baal HaShmua should be oimid l'neged einav. When a person says over a memra from somebody, he should visualize the person saying the memra. It's because in a certain darga, it brings back the chiyus hadibur. When people say over divrei Torah from people that they were mushba from, there's an atia to try to say it with the same mannerisms, with the same accent, with the same flavor, because it brings back the chiyus of the moment. it relives. You're able to relive not just the statement, but the chius of the mashpia, of the medaber that came in those words. That is what was left in Oil Moed. So Chazal tell us we became mechuyev only in the Oil Moed. It means because the nature of the written word is that its effect becomes less and less as time passes on. And it's hard to mechayev a person on something on words that have been laying in the cabinet for 1,000 years. But since HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Oil Moed, which is the koyach of Dibur, and the koyach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is medaber toichoy, that's where it makes its hashpah on people. Let's go to Bikurim. The mitzvahs in general of giving Matnas Kohuna and Matnas Levia are called Reishis. Reishis de Goncha, Chalas, Reishis Seichem, and so on. The tzura of that Reishis is that a person is machshiv the inyonim of tztaka and kahuna and levia and so on. So a person, so the dinim of trumas and maestris are dinim that a person dafka take things that are ready to give. You cannot, it has to be after miruach, the tzura of the raw material has to be raw material that's ready to go. The purpose is to feed the kohen or the levi or the ani. So I take something that is in final state, and my chiddush is, I say that the sheirish, most important thing of everything, is dvarim shel mitzvah, and I give part of it the reishis. My first, before I take even my first bite into the bread, I'd give in wheat to the kohen. I gave the Issa to the Kohen, I gave the Levi, and so on. So every single rachis of the Tfu and so on is a mark of chshivas, that how much I value, that the most important thing is mitzvahs. That's that type of rachis. Bikurim has a very different deher to it, a much deeper deher. Bikurim is a person goes into the Sada, and as soon as he sees a Taina Shebikra, he's Kosher Gemi L'Simen. You can't give Matas Kohuna or any Matana from a Chuber. And this is the first one that's began to sprout. I could guess there might be even one that'll become right before it, like Zarech and Peretz. They tied a Gemi and the other one came out first. You see the first te'ina that sort of is developing, a second one could overcome it. I don't go in when it's ready to harvest, I go at the sheirish of its tzmicha. The reason is because this reishis has another oimik to it. It's to the hair, the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mischabe with the Bria, where chiyus flows into the Bria. That nekuda is the nekuda of reishis that Bikurim is aimed for. So when I have stuff that's ready-made, I have fruit on a platter, I have grain in my storehouse, so I have grain. The grain is grain, the fruit is fruit. But where does it all come from? It's Birchas Hashem and so on. I haven't captured, I give the reishis because I'm makir that this is the right thing to do. When I see something as it sprouts from yesh me'ayin, in somehow I'm able to tie a chut on something that exhibited the yesh me'ayin. The point of it is to deher the yesh me'ayin as it goes from being karka to being tvua. That transition is the transition I'm trying to mark. So Bikurim captures a very different type of it. I bring it to the Beis HaBchira because that's the place of the same Sheirish, the recognition of the constant flow from the Beira Olam to the Bria is through the Oil Moed, through the Beis Abchir. Beis Abchir is the place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mischaba with the Bria, and he's mashpia chiyus to the Bria. And that's what happens when I'm teifis, a growing thing at the point where it begins to become, where its racious, its own racious, its pneumistic racious comes, that's a moment of chiddush. That's a moment of chachus. Because that's chiyus is always is chachus. Something coming into being, when being born, that's chiddush. It's interesting, the same Chazal that speaks about the difference between Har Sinai and Oil Moed is Beis Imi is called Har Sinai, and Cheder Hoirasi is Oil Moed. So Beis Imi is a Davar Kavur, it's the house of my mother, that's Matan Torah. Cheder Hoirasi is Miloshen Hiroyen, Miloshen Hoire, Miloshen Hiroyen. It's the place, the mokum where I went from Yesh, from Ayin to Yesh, that's the mokum that's Nitfas when there's a Dvar Hashem. When there's a Koil Hashem, that's Nitfas. So in Bikurim, the mitzvah Bikurim is to be Toifes that Nekuda. And that's why the bringing it to the Beis HaPchira is not the Pshat, an incidental part of it. Bringing it to Beis HaPchira is the Nekuda of Chibur to its Sheirish. All the other ones is Emtsoy. I give it to the Kohen, I give it to the Levi, I give it to the Osam, I give it to the Almana, to the Ger, and so on. And that's what Hashem wants. But that's Yesh Miyesh. This I bring back to its Sheirish. It's the only Tzotus Baritz that has a Din Akrava, because that's its Mataris to bring it there. The pasuk is dividing up mitzvahs in kechol asher tzivisani. That's the mitzvahs as mitzvahs. Shemati b'koil Hashem. The shemati b'koil Hashem is dafka the one inyan where I can be mischaba to the koil, where I can be mischaba to the sheirish. The one place where there's still an echo of the koil is over there. So the pasuk lumps all the dinim and chiyuvim of Zroyim in the Rambam, that belongs to Kol Asher Tzivisani. The Havas Bikurim to the Beis HaBchira Dafka, that Nekud of Bikurim, giving the coin afterwards is like a coin takes a chelik of the sheik in a carbon. That's a coin's chelik of it. The etzem dinner Bikurim, the Nekud of being maybe the Bikurim, stelling to the rachis of Tzmicha, to the rachis of Chiyus, of the Koil Hashem, that's where we have it. So the Koil Hashem is something which is so Dvar Hashem comes in two halakim, Dashat Tzivisoni, which are the words of the Tzivui, and there's the Koil Hashem, which is the Rebbeinu Shalom's Koil, and that is the Chiyus that Shefea in those Inyanim, the Chiddush that Shefea there, all those Inyanim come together. The reason in Dafke this mitzvah, the person is zeicha to hear a baskoil come out, it's because adarabba, it's almost the schar mitzvah, since he shtelt su to the koil Hashem, the baskoil comes out again that it should be zeicha next year. It's ki'ilu. It's retaining. It's a mida connected mida, where tmuras the shamati b'koil Hashem, he's zeicha to the baskoil, and then he is able to and the baskoil is mevasa the shana abo. All other mitzvahs, the pshat is the chi of next year is going to be next year. I mean, I'll open up a Shulchan Aruch next year before Pesach, and I'll see what Hilchos Pesach are. Here, the Koil Hashem is being mitzavim and varachim on next year, because the point of Bikurim is to be able to hear the Koil Hashem in the mitzvahs we're doing, and that's this baskal over here that's mevarachim. So we have two parashas really. We have the parasha that sums up the mitzvahs of Bikurim and Biur, and then Hayyim Azeh Hashem Alkecha Mitzavcha L'Asoyis Es Achukim Ha'ela B'Zenshpatim and so on. That's a new parasha. It's a parasha that tells me that this mitzvah is able to bring chiddush into the Bria, and this chiddush is this chiddush is nimshach through the parasha Bikur. I want to go back to the Chazal that they were masaking this keneged tefillah. It's sort of business with Harav and masaking tefillah. It's almost as an ironic part to it. We ask the nekudah of tefillah three times a day dafka. It's strange. Chazal amadgash masaking tefillah three times a day. The ikedin tefillah is maybe once a day, three times a day. Ma'ariv is rishus. What shayach does it have? The nekuda of tefillah, Chazal were mesaken tefillah keneged every time there is a shinui in the bria, in a very fundamental way. We live with the shinui of the sun, and therefore the sun rising, the sun tilting downwards, and the sun setting are three moments of change in the bria. Three moments of chiddush. It's something that's mischadish. The nekuda of tefillah is that a person, when he notices a change, he's able to relate to it that things are not as they were. It's very hard for us to mispalel time and again for something that's kayem and kavua. So, l'mashal, let's say somebody's eating in a place where they serve meals every day. I don't ask every day for a meal. It's kavua. It's kvi v'kayma. If let's say the year is over, I was eating by somebody for a year. Shiba was eating teg, and it's over. Now I feel a new chiddush, and I feel I need something. I need to ask again. Chazal were mesaken tefillah keneged the moments when a person realizes the world is not mashahoyo mashahiya. It's the world is now in a new phase. So the takana of the zmana tefillah was specifically miyucha to that. It's ironic because the area which we have the greatest problem of having chadashas is tefillah, because it's the same thing over and over again. But that's because that gufa is the tachas of tefillah. It's to break that cycle of thinking that things are as they are because de mamshich. If I was alive today, I have a cheskes chayim for the next 1,000 years. I have a cheskes chayim for tomorrow. That cheskes chay is because Ribbono Shel is giving chiyus. And that's what Chazal, we re-ask again for Baruch Aleinu and Feinu and everything three times a day. Chazal wanted to impress on us that there's no chazakas in this world. Just because things were okay doesn't mean they will be okay unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it. And the nekuda of Zman that they picked were these Zman of Chiddush. So in Bikurim, this nekuda itself, once a year, we were able to be oimer on it. That was the chiddush of Bikurim. Here we couldn't. So in tefillah is where Chazal were misaking it, and we struggle with it. I want to go to a different area where it's something that should that we should be able to have a tam of chiddush. We've spoken in all the mitzvahs. It changes. There's no such thing as being mechadish a mitzvah. It's kind of an issa deraisa of al toisiv. The one place where chiddush is lauded is chiddush Torah. Torah itself, mitzad its panimius, is something that is open for chiddush all the time. If a person learns by rote, by duty, that type of learning, so it kind of is over and over again the same thing. If a person thinks, if a person is misamik, if a person rethinks something, then there's chiddush on that level. So even the level of learning itself, in the act of learning, a person is there has chiddush. But in learning, a person during a time of his bainanus, a person should also dehear that every Dvar Torah is a Kol Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking to us. And we may not be able to hear that Kol, but it's there, because this Baskol that comes out, this is something that is in the, it's in the words. We don't hear it unless we make an effort to hear it. But if a person sits back and in his bainim, that every time we pick up a sefer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to us, and I can hear the Kol Hashem. I'm always, the Rambam always impresses me in Pirshim Shnayis, Omer Hashem, Tziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, Omer HaKosef. He starts out a lot of times a memra with, you know, Hashem is talking to us. Hashem is being mitzaveh. There's a Gemara that says that if somebody brings a Dairin to a Talmud Chacham, so it's kilu brought Bikurim. Why Bikurim of all the mitzvahs? Bikurim, you know, it's, what's the Bechal, there are Gemaras about being pragmatio Talmud Chacham. There's a whole procedure, a whole seder of supporting Torah. Maiser Rishon for Leviim, the Chinuch explains, is because they're the ones that sit always in the Isaac and Torah and Avodah, and that's what it's there for. And being Tomech Torah, Bikurim of all the mitzvahs. So if you think about it, the Lashon Chazal is, if you give a Doirin to a Talmid Chacham, a Doirin means a present. Unusual Lashon. There's one place in Chazal where it says if you bring in aniyim, if you bring in aniyim to your house, it's kili kri bikurim. Everywhere else, Chazal talk about deretam chacham. A present, anything, any type of arrangement that's not a present means it's part of a system. When somebody pays me wages, so I worked and he's paying me wages. When somebody is supports Amir Chachamim, Leviim, Kehanim, that's part of duty, that's part of what you have chiv to do, and it's part of a system. A Doiran, a present by definition, is something that is Yesh Me'ayin. It's now I was in this era to bring a present. The pshat bring a present Talmid Chacham is because I know I'm supposed to support Torah. I know that Talmid Chacham the world, and I sit and I support it, and it's really wonderful. But the Torah is prompted because I had a sudden Isairis. I was very nisragish from Chachma. I heard a Dvar Chachma, I appreciate a certain Chachma, and it prompted me to bring a Torah. So when a person brings out that type of hagosha, that's bikurim dik. That's something that comes mikoyach, a new insight, a new sense of something. So Chazal were medaktik, dafke doirin keneged bikurim, because the normal achzakas teirin achzakas tamir chachamim is part of routine. And anything that's part of routine is kol asher tzivisani. The shemati b'koil Hashem is that in you. It's I mean, Rosh Hashanah is a zman of chiddush. In Reishis Hashanah, it's miyuchot here in koil. That's that. But the problem is, we have not developed the kelim to hear the Kol Hashem. The Ashatzi Visani were better, were worse. Achshadora, a lot of Ashatzi Visani is good. But Shamati B'Kol Hashem is something that we lost shaychus to that. I once heard, remember Moshe Shapiro said over, he was standing behind Rav Meir Chodesh, I think it was a Moshe Mini, it was two Balei Musa from the old Dor, and the Bochen was singing Nignet, include the words the Suralam Kroivoy, and one turned to the other and he said, Ir hert Am Kroivoy. You hear? We're called Am Kroivoy. And they both had tears in their eyes. And Amosha said, I realize that they're speaking a language that I don't understand. In other words, we today get some hana from a chiddush of something, so the insight in something is interesting. But if a person were to hear a baskoil, where Koil Hashem came out and called you out and called you Am Kroivoy, the ones that are close to me, wouldn't need more than that. But we don't hear the baskoil. We don't hear the Koil Hashem. All of Torah to us is kind of frozen. Like I said, our focus in Rosh Hashanah even is all to the Yemei Adin. The focus is how to improve Dasha Tzivisani, which is important, which is chashev. But the sheirish of the Nekuda is the Koil Hashem. Shemati B'Koil Hashem. Was I able to connect it to its sheirish or not? It takes sitting back and picturing it and understanding that for every sif and shulchan aruch, there's a Ribbono Shel'Olam who's talking to us, to each and every person, and saying, could you do this? I would want this to be done. This will give me great pleasure if you do it. The chibur of that is, and when that's that, there's no, Yeshana is chal on the thing itself. On the words as they cut off from the Sheirish and the Pu'ulos, that has the teva of being Yoshin. The chius of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking, the Koil Hashem, it's not chal because it's a different koil. The koil that was yesterday is not the koil today by definition. Just like I'm living today because today's life, today's breath is not yesterday's breath. Things that are inanimate are the same. Things that are animate are mechudish. So the parasha Bikurim is gone. And we're missing not only a particular Maisa mitzvah in the world of Zroyim, which in its own right is one of the mitzvahs that we're missing. We're missing the mitzvah that makes everything into chadoshes. The mitzvah that allows us to be mechaber the yoshin, the yutkim yoshanis, to the chadoshes b'chol yoyim, that's the school of mitzvah bikurim. That's what we're missing with this bikur. The eitzes we have, Chazal gave us tefillah, and the problem is for that itself we need this eitzah. The irony of it is that the very thing that was given to us falls most, because the words are the same. So Chazal anticipated we'd inject different feelings in it, different ideas, different understandings, different, I need now refuah, and I need yesterday refuah, and the day before refuah. And each day a different refuah. We don't have that. In Torah, we have it to a degree, and that's in learning itself. The musik of chiddush still exists. But more than anything else, in the world of ruchnis b'chol yusa, if a person learns to, in the zmanim that I'm yuchad fit, a person uses his koyach of tzir and hamaka, where a person is able to understand that each word in the Torah is a Kadosh Baruch Hu speaking to each and every one of us personally now. If a person gets that picture, then he's mechaber to the sheirish, and the person is zeicha to bring chiddush into the year. This is the zman of it. This is the Rosh Hashanah, is the tkufa of being sheichadish aleinu, And Be'ez Hashem, if we do what we're supposed to do, maybe a baskel will come out and give us a bracha that Lashon Haba, Be'ez Hashem, will be able to bring Bikurim and Chadashas. Yeah.
Is everything in the Buddha, that was like Mayor Shapiro? Everything like Bachman Yeshiva now, like a